From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A car bomb ripped through a market in a Shiite area north of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 50 people. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the morning rush. Hospital and security officials feared the death toll may continue to rise, with at least 40 more people wounded in the attack. Several cars and nearby buildings were heavily damaged, according to officials. Meanwhile, the Islamic State quickly claimed responsibility after that attack. The son of a former prime minister of Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers in a military operation. A special Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at an airport in Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. A joint U.S.-Afghan counterterrorism commando operation recovered Gilani from an al-Qaeda compound in the Paktika province bordering Pakistan in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday. Gilani thanked U.S. forces who helped him.
I would also like to thank U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and medical care.
Gilani was abducted at gunpoint during an election rally in his southern hometown of Multan 3 years ago. Nearly 150 people, including 11 children under the age of 6, have died in military detention in Nigeria's northeast this year, according to a new report from Amnesty International. Amnesty said children, including 4 babies, were among 149 reported deaths of prisoners held at Giwa Barracks, which is a notorious detention facility. This is VOA News.